I would echo and agree with all of that. I think our schools have implemented a lot of systems to make our schools secure. I would, however, want to state that most of the issues that do happen in our schools happen on the other side of those security things. And it's typically students against students, those things that are happening. And so again, you know, after speaking with some of the resource officers, it's, you know, early parental involvement in issues, having the parents communicate with each other to help kind of resolve those things. Law enforcement, when that's needed, getting them involved right away, getting plenty of mental health resources available, and then ongoing community touch points with those families, those students, to get those issues resolved and make sure, you know, community member mentors. You know, we have volunteers for CASA. We have, you know, people that volunteer in any number of things. I don't know why, you know, we couldn't have some sort of similar thing with our schools that we have, you know, when we have students that are identified as, you know, having problems and taking it out behaviorally against other students, why we can't find some mentorship for those students. Getting students to get on board with ownership. The school is their community. They own it. They are the ones that set the tone for the school. Just empowering them to make positive changes in their school environment is probably going to go a long way in resolving a lot of these issues.